Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's here, baseball's hunt for October, and MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero!
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything!
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild, like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game!
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
From Greensboro, North Carolina, a beautiful blue sky, sun shining, lights are on, but they aren't needed just yet. It is time for postseason baseball in the Tar Heel State as the Cyclones and Grasshoppers open up game one of the South Atlantic League North Division Championship. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Christian Curtis warming up on the mound for the Grasshoppers as we speak. He will get the ball here in game one. Ended up working out beautifully for Greensboro. Prior to Sunday, he was the last winning pitcher the Grasshoppers had. Gave them a chance to clinch that postseason berth as early as last Thursday. Obviously went until the final day of the regular season, but Curtis was outstanding in Hudson Valley on Wednesday night. Picked up his eighth win of the year, 6 1/3 innings. That was his season long. No runs on three hits, a walk, struck out seven. Curtis going into the postseason, pitching some of his best ball of the year, has won each of his last two starts, 12 1/3 innings, just two runs, two walks, 14 strikeouts. Both those starts against North Division opponents. The overall numbers for Curtis this year have been impressive. 8-5, a 3.98 ERA, 91 hits and 108 and two-thirds innings, 46 walks, 116 strikeouts. But for Curtis, the numbers have been even better since the beginning of May. His last 21 starts, an 8-3 record, a 2.93 ERA. And you compare that to his first five outings of the year when he had an ERA up around 11.5. So he is a guy who has turned his season around. And one of the more remarkable stories in the game, and certainly in the South Atlantic League this year, we'll tell you a little bit about his journey as this game moves along. But the playoffs are just about ready to get underway. Marco Vargas will step in to the left-handed batter's box. Vargas hit .239 with Brooklyn in the regular season in 95 games, a home run, and 42 RBI. Vargas is ready. Curtis is ready. Game one of the South Atlantic League North Division Series is underway. First pitch popped in the air. Third base side out of play. A foul ball. And we are underway a few minutes behind schedule at 6:34 Eastern. Vargas played limited on Sunday against Jersey Shore. Went 1-for-2. Vincent Perozzo pinch hit for him in the sixth inning. The 0-1. And a fastball runs up and away at 95. It's one ball and one strike. Vargas played well here in this ballpark back in July. Was 7-for-24 at a .292 average. As that pitch on the outside corner in the count 1-2. Vargas Top 10 in the league in stolen bases, had 38 for the year. Right-hander deals, and Vargas takes high. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vargas, Mets number 15 prospect, according to Baseball America. Not ranked, according to MLB Pipeline. The line, the 2-2, is high, and the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Umpiring crew tonight, we mentioned 4 umpires for this series, not the usual 2 like you have in the regular season. J.C. Reed is behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Brooklyn had him last week, the pitch, and Vargas hits one in the air down the left field line into foul ground. Long run for both the third baseman and left fielder, but it lands out of play, and it stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. But J.C. Reed behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Connor Kroll at first base. Pedro Torres at second. And Jarrett Neal is at third. So a good at-bat here from Vargas to lead off this ball game. Next pitch will be number 7 to get this game underway. Trying to get that pitch count up. See the full arsenal from the right-hander Curtis. A deep breath, now the payoff pitch. And Vargas breaks his bat, the shard, and the barrel almost hits Curtis as the ball rolls to second base, throw to first made by Delgado. But Curtis was getting over to cover first base and ran right in the path of that wooden shard, the barrel that came flying off the bat as it broke. The training staff is quickly out to take a look at Curtis and make sure he is all right. Curtis, the right-hander, standing at 6'5", 210 pounds, turned 23 in May from Beaumont, Texas. Right now, Blake Butler, the manager, Coleman Duke, the trainer, out checking on the right-hander, Curtis. So Vargas is retired for the first out of the ballgame. The concern on Curtis after the barrel of that bat nearly came up and caught him and might have even grabbed a piece of him on his way by. Curtis going to throw at least one warm-up pitch here. Make sure everybody knows he's okay. And now Duke and Butler will leave the field and this game can resume. So everything okay with Curtis after the scare. And so one away. And that'll bring up Yonatan Enriquez. Enriquez joined Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago, 7 for his first 28 at the high A level. First pitch, and Enriquez out in front of the off speed. And the count 0-1. Enriquez, 2 extra base hits, 2 RBI with Brooklyn. Was hitting 264 at single A St. Lucie. The 0-1, Enriquez takes outside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Enriquez, 2 for 5 on Sunday. He had the go-ahead base hit in the 9th inning. Bases clearing, 2-run single, an error on the play allowed a 3rd run to score. The 1-1, Enriquez goes fishing for one in the dirt. Comes up empty, it's a ball and 2 strikes. Enriquez 6-for-21 in that series against Jersey Shore and hitting .336 over his last 35. The windup now, the 1-2, bounces in there, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Take a look at Greensboro defensively behind Curtis tonight. Defensive alignments brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Left to right in the outfield, Titus Dimitru, Will Taylor, Shaleen Polanco. The 2-2 pitch, Enriquez in the air, shallow center field, racing in Taylor, diving, and he can't make the catch. The fans cheer as if he did, but the call immediately made by the second base umpire tonight, that is Pedro Torres, that ball bounced. So Enriquez has his first hit of the postseason, and Brooklyn has 1 on with 1 out in the top of the 1st inning. Good effort from Taylor coming in on that sinking line drive, but could not get there. And so 1 on and 1 out for Matt Rudick. Rudick, 27-year-old outfielder, joining the Cyclones on minor league rehab, had missed the whole season with Tommy John surgery. First pitch hangs high for 1-1. Rudick, 2-for-12 in his first 3 rehab games with Brooklyn, a triple and an RBI. 1-for-5 on Sunday. Long pause, the 1-0. And Rudick takes a letter high fastball for a strike. And the count 1-1. Third and first around the infield for the Grasshoppers. Jesus Castillo, Sammy Stafora, Kaner Delgado, and Callan Moss. With Easton Carmichael, the catcher behind the plate, the 1-1. And Rudick thought about it, but takes inside underneath the hands. And the count 2-1. Rudick has reached in 13 straight games going back to last year. His debut this season on Wednesday, his first game since September the 15th of last year. The 2-1. Rudick swings and misses at a high fastball. 93 that time. Two balls at two strikes. Rudick last year at 239, 114 games at AA Binghamton, 8 home runs and 41 RBI. Was top 5 in the league in doubles and walks. Henriquez, good speed off of first base. Moss holds him on. The 2-2, and Rudick swoops one in the air. Shallow right center field. Taylor coming in it to his left, able to chase it down for the out. Nifty running grab by Taylor. Couldn't catch up to the one that Henriquez hit a batter before, but that one hangs up long enough for him to camp underneath it. So Rudick retired, one on and two out, and that'll bring up the catcher switch hitting Ronald Hernandez. Hernandez 0 for 4 on Sunday, trying to snap an 0 for 12 slide at the plate. Hitting at 224 in 101 games, 6 home runs, and 52 runs batted in. First pitch, and Hernandez lifts it in the air, first base side out of play. And the count, no balls and one strike. Hernandez was 1 for 14 in that earlier series against Greensboro. The 0-1 runner goes, pitches a strike, throw down by Carmichael is high, and a nice leaping grab by Stafora to save it from sailing into center field. So it's 0-2 on Hernandez, but Henriquez steals second base. He had 35 in the regular season between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. And now the Cyclones have a man in scoring position. But two out and an 0-2 count on Ronald Hernandez. Righty ready at the letters. Here's the 0-2, and Hernandez pops it foul. Back and out of play. It remains at no balls and two strikes. Beautiful night here in North Carolina. Right now, temperature at about 70 degrees. Blue sky up above. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on a pitch up and away at 85. Hernandez couldn't lay off, and that strikeout ends the inning. Brooklyn gets a man in scoring position, but can't get him in. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of a half an inning. It is Brooklyn nothing. Greensboro coming to bat. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
It's here. Baseball's hunt for October. And MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero!
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything!
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild. Like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game!
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Channing Austin, the Brooklyn kid, going to make his second high A start tonight in game one of the South Atlantic League North Division Series. Austin, 6'3", 195 pounds, will turn 24 in December from Prospect Lefferts Gardens in Brooklyn. Went to Poly Prep Country Day School about 11 miles north of Maimonides Park, a trip along the Belt Parkway, Leif Erickson Drive, and the Shore Parkway about 13 miles southwest of Citi Field. Austin gave up two runs on one hit in three innings against Jersey Shore last Wednesday. Walked two, struck out three. His first pitch of the postseason misses low to Kaner Delgado. And the count 1-0. Delgado hitting at 243. 14 home runs and 59 RBI. 1-for-4 in the clincher Sunday as the 1-0 on the inside corner. And the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Delgado has reached in seven straight games. 9 for his last 21. The 1-1 runs up and away. It's two balls and one strike. Austin made 20 appearances, 11 starts at Single-A St. Lucie earlier this year. The 2-1 hit on the ground and through the left side for a base hit. And Delgado is on to start the first inning for the Grasshoppers. So a leadoff opposite field base hit from Delgado. And so one on and nobody out. And that'll bring up Titus Dimitru. Dimitru 0-for-5 on Sunday against Hudson Valley, 0-for-his last 13 at the plate. Hitting at 245 since coming over in a trade. Six home runs and 19 RBI. Austin from the stretch, first pitch misses down and away at 93. And the count 1-0. Dimitru, originally drafted in the 16th round by the Braves last year out of New Mexico State. Pirates acquired him from Atlanta back on the 1st of July in a deal that sent Hunter Stratton to the Braves. The 1-0. And Dimitru checked his swing. Did he go? No on appeal, says the base umpire. Tonight at first, that is Connor Crowell. It's two balls and no strikes. Dimitru spent the first half of the season at single, or rather in the South Atlantic League with Rome, now with Greensboro. Austin's 2-0 pitch, and that one buried in the dirt. It's three balls and no strikes. So not the start Austin was hoping for here today. Mentioned his numbers in St. Lucie. Did have some command problems at times. Walked 43 in 71 innings as Dimitru takes a called strike. And the count 3-1. Struck out 66 during the Florida State League season. Came up to join Brooklyn at the start of last week. The 3-1 pitch. And this foul backing out of play in the count full at 3-2. Austin also coming off the IL. Was on the injured list in St. Lucie from July the 22nd until August the 13th. So this just his sixth appearance and fifth start since reinstation from the IL. The payoff pitch. Fastball in there, strike three called. Dimitru thought he had ball four. I don't know where he thought that pitch missed. That was right there at the knees. And Dimitru down looking. That's the first out of the first inning. That K brought to you by Circle K, official sponsor of Minor League Baseball. So one on and one out. Here is Will Taylor. He was one of the heroes for Greensboro on Sunday afternoon. Homer drove in a pair in the clinching game against Hudson Valley. Hitting at 231 since joining the Grasshoppers. First pitch he sees misses high for ball one. Taylor, 10 home runs, 43 RBI at the high A level. Has reached in each of his last three games. Was just 4-for-22 last week up in the Hudson Valley. Righty fires the 1-0. At the knees, a strike hits 1-1. Defensively behind Austin tonight, defensive alignments brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Left to right in the outfield, John Bay, Yonatan Enriquez, and Yohairo Cuevas. Third to first around the infield, Colin Houck, Marco Vargas, Diego Mosquera, and Trace Wilhoit. The 1-1, and Taylor puts one in the air to center. Racing in is Enriquez. He'll get there and make the catch. Looks the runner back to first before tossing into the cutoff man. So Taylor flies out to his counterpart. One on and two out. That'll bring up Callan Moss. Moss, outstanding since coming over from the Royals at the deadline, was the South Atlantic League Player of the Month for August, hitting .339 in 30 games with Greensboro, six home runs, 19 RBI, first pitch, a breaking ball outside, and the count 1-0. It'll be very cool for Callan Moss on Thursday night in Brooklyn. Moss, a New York native, attended Berkeley Carroll High School in Park Slope in Brooklyn, about 12 miles north of Maimonides Park. The 1-0, and this one hammered in the air to left, going back on at bay now, racing in, and over his left shoulder makes the catch, and that will end the inning. So Moss caught it off the end of the bat, and Brooklyn works around the leadoff single in the first inning. No runs, one hit, one man left after one, no score. You're listening to the South Atlantic League North Division Final on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables and high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, both teams exchanging a base hit in the first inning. Scoreless as we go top two in game one in the South Atlantic League North Division Final. Fans, a reminder, Cyclones return home on Thursday, September the 11th for game two of the South Atlantic League North Division Final. For tickets, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Jairo Cuevas, the Bronx native, will lead things off for Brooklyn in the top of the second inning. Cuevas, Houck, and Wilhoit three set to bat as Cuevas takes outside and low. And the count 1-0. Cuevas finished the regular season with a flourish. 1-for-3 on Sunday. Walked, scored a couple of runs. This one tapped on the ground at first. Played on the first base bag by Callan Moss. And he had stepped on the bag as he fielded it. Went back to touch it again just to make sure as Cuevas was getting to the bag. And so Brooklyn, the ground out to first to open up the second inning. One out for Callan Houck. Houck 1-for-4 on Sunday, hitting at 198 with Brooklyn, 37-for-187, two home runs, 15 RBI. But hitting .253 over his last 26. As this foul to the right, and the count 0-1. Houck, Mets number 22 prospect, according to Baseball America, was just 1-for-20 in that previous visit to this ballpark. The 0-1 from Curtis, swing and a miss, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count 0-2. Greensboro wearing the cream-colored home whites tonight. Grasshoppers in green script across the chest. Here's the 0-2, and Houck takes down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Green piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Green numerals front and back with an orange border. The 1-2 pitch, and Houck takes down and away at 88. And the count evens at 2. Gray pants for Curtis all the way, or rather the cream-colored pants all the way down to the ankles for Curtis. Green piping along the side. White and black Nike cleats buried into the stadium mound. The 2-2. And Houck pokes one in the air. Out in a right field. Racing in it to his left is Polanco into foul ground. Right as Kaner Delgado gets there, it's Polanco who makes the catch for the second out. So Houck fouls out to right. And there are two out in the inning for Trace Wilhoit. Wilhoit, 0-for-4 on Sunday, hitting 186 in 19 games since joining Brooklyn, 11-for-59. Two home runs, seven RBI, trying to snap an 0-for-11 slide at the plate. First pitch from Curtis, swing and a miss at the off-speed down at 89, and the count 0-1. Wilhoit just 2-for-35 with 21 strikeouts this after a great start to his Brooklyn tenure, the 0-1. In the dirt, down and away, it's one ball and one strike. Lipscomb alum is Wilhoit, one of the more intriguing stories on this Brooklyn roster. Wilhoit, undrafted free agent signee out of Lipscomb, but was a part of last year's draft class, but did not sign until March of this year, the 1-1. Up and away, it's two balls and one strike. Was a grad assistant for Lipscomb at the start of the college baseball season. Was also working part-time at a hotel in order to make some extra cash before the Mets came calling after spring training had started. The 2-1 popped in the air left side. Third baseman Castillo drifting to his left behind the third base pillow makes the catch. And Christian Curtis has his first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base after 1.5, no score. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Channing Austin out for his second inning of work as we go to the bottom of the second inning here in game one of the South Atlantic League playoffs. Sammy Stafora, Ivan Bredauer, and Charlene Polanco, three scheduled to bat in the inning for the Grasshoppers. Stafora, a New York native from Cortland, New York, was drafted by the Reds in the second round 2 years ago. First pitch to him, fouled over our heads, clangs off the facing of the roof and all the way back down in front of us. And the count 0-1. Stafora, 15 for 94 with Greensboro. That's a 160 average, two homers, 12 RBI. The 0-1 misses low. And it's one ball and one strike. Stafora drafted out of Walter Panis High School in Cortland Manor, New York, came over to the Pirates at the deadline in the deal that sent Ke'Bryan Hayes to Cincinnati. The 1-1 from Austin, swing and a miss and a breaking ball away. And the count 1-2. Stafora had a big game to close out the regular season in the clincher Sunday, a double, a homer, an RBI, and a walk. Was on base three times. Reached in each of his last four games. 1-2 the count. Austin kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on a breaking ball down and out of the zone. Channing Austin has his second strikeout. And that's the first out of the second inning. That K brought to you by Circle K, official sponsor of Minor League Baseball. That'll bring up Ivan Breddauer. Breddauer also came over at the deadline. Big right-handed batter. Checked his swing. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. It's one ball and no strikes. Breddauer hit .234 after the trade. 15 for 64 with Greensboro. Two home runs, eight RBI, the 1-0 low. Two balls and no strikes. Breddauer making his first start since September the 4th. That was last Thursday. Came off the bench, pinch hit on Saturday as the 2-0 outside. It's three balls and no strikes. Breddauer came over from the Cubs at the deadline in the deal that the Pirates sent Taylor Rogers, left-hander, over to the north side of Chicago. The pitch, and Breddauer takes a called strike. It's 3-1. Of course, the Mets acquired Taylor Rogers' brother, Tyler Rogers, at the deadline, the 3-1. And this one hammered in the air left field. Back on it goes Bay. Turns around at the warning track, and he'll make the catch still on the left field grass. That's out number two. So Breddauer gives it a ride but got underneath it. Bases empty and two out. Here is Charlene Polanco. Polanco hitting at .209 in 93 games. 64 for .306, 13 home runs, and 37 RBI. Polanco 0 for 3, drove in a run on Sunday. Was 2 for 10 in that Hudson Valley series. First pitch as a fastball high, ball one. Polanco had a tremendous series against Brooklyn here at the tail end of July. Was 6 for 16. Three of those six hits were home runs. This one fouled back. It's 1-1. Even though Greensboro's played just six games against Brooklyn all season coming into play today, Polanco has hit almost a quarter of his home runs this season against the Cyclones. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. It's 1-2. Bases empty, two out. Bottom of the second inning, no score here in game one of the South Atlantic League North Final. Easton Carmichael waiting on deck. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Struck him out, looked like a curveball that time from Austin. Third strikeout for the Brooklyn kid, and he has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night as well. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. We are through two in game one of the South Atlantic League North Division Finals. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third inning here in game one of the South Atlantic League North Division Final. Brooklyn and Greensboro scoreless through two tonight. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Game two coming up Thursday night on Coney Island at 6:40 for First pitch, Johnny and I will have the pregame for you at 6:25. First pitch of the inning to John Bay, cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Bay, Mascara, and Vargas, 8-9-1, due up in the inning for Brooklyn. The 0-1 pitch, and Bay takes a called strike fastball. Bottom of the zone, 0-2. Bay, 3-for-29 in 10 games with Brooklyn. One of those three hits, a homer and four RBI. Undrafted free agent signee this July out of Austin Peay. The 0-2 pitch on the inside corner, strike three called. So Bay down on three pitches to start the top of the third. For Curtis, that just his second strikeout. And so one away in the third inning. Here's the nine batter, Diego Mascara. Mascara playing for the first time since Friday. Went 1-for-4 in that ballgame, hitting 217 in the regular season, 7 doubles, 16 RBI. Right-hander's first pitch, and Mascara takes a called strike. Bottom of the zone, 0-1. Mascara was 1-for-13 in Greensboro in four games back in July. Righty fires, and Mascara fouls it up towards us again off the facing of the roof and back down. It's 0-2. I don't think that happened once in the six games the Cyclones played here at the end of July. It's now happened twice in the last two half innings. The 0-2 pitch. Mascara on the ground and through the right side for a base hit. So Diego collects the second hit of the day for Brooklyn. And the Cyclones with one on, one out. Back to the top of the lineup in Marco Vargas. Just a spectacular piece of hitting there by Mascara. Fastball away. Just smashed it right where it came from. And so the Cyclones have one on, one out. Back to the top of the order in Marco Vargas. Broken bat. Ground out to second in his only trip so far today. Some clouds have rolled in from beyond the right field wall. Right-hander's first toss, and Vargas takes high. It's 1-0. But really just spectacular weather here today in Greensboro. Right now, 69 degrees. Real feel at 68. 12-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the northeast. American flag out and straightaway left, blowing in ever so slightly. The 1-0, up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Curtis, the right-hander, entered the season as the Pirates' number 20 prospect by Baseball America, number 24 by MLB Pipeline. He has fallen out of both top 30s. It's not like Curtis has had a poor season by any stretch. 2-0. Vargas takes outside, ball three. But Curtis is a truly remarkable story. Was the Pirates' 12th round pick 2 years ago out of Arizona State. Started his college career at Texas A&M. Down in the SEC. 3-0 pitch. Way high, ball four. So Curtis issues a four-pitch walk. That's his first free pass given up tonight. And Brooklyn now with two on and one out for Yonatan Henriquez. But Curtis did not pitch his first year at Texas A&M in 2021. Had an injury-shortened 2022. Needed two elbow surgeries. Had ulnar transposition surgery that kept him from the mound in 2021. Needed a second surgery because the stitches from the first were on his nerve, and doctors thought that he might never throw again, let alone pitch. First toss to the switch hitting Henriquez, a breaking ball strike, and the count 0-1. He endured multiple surgeries, one surgery lasting over 5 hours. The doctors feared he might permanently lose the use of his right arm. The 0-1, Henriquez, a tapper up the third base line that stays foul. And he's behind 0-2. And yet, despite Curtis still enduring reduced sensation in his fingers, particularly in that right hand, he continues to pitch, leaning on faith and determination through his recovery. But when you consider Curtis has dealt with numbness in his fingers, so important to be able to feel the seams of the baseball and manipulate it as a pitcher. The 0-2, Enriquez strikes out swinging. Got him on a changeup down and in. Second strikeout of the inning for Curtis. Two on, two out. And now Matt Rudick, who flied out to center his first time. When you consider all that, the fact that Curtis, over his last 21 starts, a 2.93 ERA, that is second best in the league in that span. Tremendously impressive. Now it is Matt Rudick. First pitch, the lefty batter out in front. And the count 0-1. Rudick homered in the playoffs for Brooklyn in 2021, or rather 2022. Homered in game one of that postseason series against Aberdeen. O-1 pitch. Rudick swings and a foul tip. Couldn't be held on to by Carmichael. And Curtis now jumps ahead of another hitter, 0-2. Mascara singled, he's at second. Vargas walked, he is at first. Scoreless game, top half of the third inning. Sun beginning to reflect off the windows of apartment buildings down the right field line back towards us. Wonder if it impacts the hitters at all. The 0-2 to Rudick. Inside and low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Rudick, the Mets' 13th round pick in 2021 out of San Diego State. Played for the Team USA 15U national team back in 2015, 10 years ago. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball at the letter, strike three called, and the inning is over. Got him on 94 atop the zone. And Curtis strikes out three in the third and strands a pair in the process. No runs, one hit, two men left at the end of two and a half. Scoreless contest. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Carson Benj, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Channing Austin back to work. We go to the bottom of the third, scoreless game. In the opener of the South Atlantic League North Division Final, Brooklyn stranding a pair in the top half of the frame. Greensboro bringing 8-9-1 to the plate. Carmichael, Castillo, and Delgado, the three scheduled to bat in the frame. Carmichael, drafted by the Pirates in the third round this year out of Oklahoma, was a college teammate of Brendan Gurton and Ryan Lamberts. First toss from Austin is a fastball low. And the count 1-0. Carmichael, 6-for-50 to start his pro career. That's a 120 average, a homer, and two RBI. Was 0-for-10 last week against Hudson Valley, the 1-0. And this one pulled on the ground fair down the third baseline, rolling towards the Greensboro bullpen mound. Picked up there by Bay. He'll throw into the cutoff band. Easton Carmichael snaps an 0-for-10 slide at the plate. It's the first extra base hit of this ball game, and a leadoff double puts the Grasshoppers in business in the third. For Carmichael, just his second career extra base hit. kept it just barely fair with the third baseman, Houck, playing a little bit off the line. And now a runner at second with nobody out for Jesus Castillo. Castillo hit 241 in the regular season, two home runs and 28 RBI. The pitch, this is soft ground ball, left side, played by Houck to his left. Jump throw on the move is there, and the runner will advance 90 feet to third. So a productive out by Castillo, as Carmichael is at third with one out, and back to the top of the lineup in Caner Delgado, who had Greensboro's only hit through the first two innings. Delgado, sort of the heartbeat of this Greensboro team from opening day until the final day of the regular season. Delgado, second in the league in on-base percentage and walks. Third in runs scored in total bases. Fourth in OPS. As this one all the way to the backstop, hits off the brick wall and rolls all the way up the first baseline. And Carmichael can walk home to give Greensboro a 1-0 lead. A bitter pill to swallow for Brooklyn there. Not even giving yourself a chance to get out of the inning. That pitch was way up and away. Hernandez didn't get his glove up fast enough. Banged off that brick wall behind home plate and ricocheted about three quarters of the way up the first base line. And that's how Greensboro takes the lead as Delgado takes high. Ball two. Delgado was a top 30 prospect in the Pirates organization entering the season. No longer in the top 30, the 2-0 is a called strike in the count 2-1. Delgado, 10 for his last 22 at the plate. Entered play today getting 318 over the final 13 games of the regular season. The 2-1. This is inside and low. It's three balls and a strike. Delgado, originally signed out of Venezuela by the Yankees, was acquired by the Pirates last April as the player to be named later in the JT Brubaker deal. As this one popped in the air, foul ground, third base side, Hernandez by the Greensboro dugout, but it lands a row back. And the count now full at 3-2. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the third. Greensboro a 1-0 lead. Easton Carmichael a double. Took third on a ground out, scored on a wild pitch. Time called at home plate by Delgado. Game two, 6:40 Thursday night. Yoel Diaz will start for Brooklyn. Hung Lang Chang will make the start in that game for Greensboro. Now the payoff. And Delgado lifts one in the air left side. In and to his right is John Bay calling for it. And over his left shoulder reels it in for the second out of the inning. So two out here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Titus Dimitru. First pitch to Dimitru swung on and missed in the count 0-1. On the Greensboro left fielder tonight. Struck out looking his first time against Austin, the pitch. That bounces in there. It's one ball and one strike. Sun continuing to set here in the Tar Heel State. Greensboro has taken an early 1-0 lead in the opening game of this best of three series. 1-1, Dimitru line drive left field, over to his left is Bay on the move. Able to make the running catch in the gap, and that retires the side. Nice play by Bay in left field. But Greensboro strikes first, a run on one hit, and nobody left on base. A wild pitch is how the scoring starts to the postseason. Greensboro 1, Brooklyn nothing. We move to the fourth. You're listening to the South Atlantic League North Division Finals on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Christian Curtis spotted to a 1-0 lead as we go to the top of the fourth inning here in Game 1 of the South Atlantic League North Division Final. Ronald Hernandez, Yohairo Cuevas, Colin Houck, the heart of Brooklyn's lineup due up in the inning. First pitch from Curtis. Misses up and away for ball one. That is 50th pitch of the night. Hernandez struck out swinging his first time against Curtis back in the opening frame. 1-0. Misses down and away with a fastball. Splendid backhand pick there by Carmichael. It's two balls and no strikes. A 2-0. Up and away, it's 3-0 now on Hernandez. Curtis has walked one so far today. That was last inning, a four-pitch walk to Marco Vargas. The 3-0, and Hernandez taking all the way, looks at a strike, and the count now 3-1. Through three, Brooklyn no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left three. Greensboro one run, two hits, no errors. They have left one. The 3-1 pitch, and Hernandez takes a fastball high, ball four. So Hernandez works a leadoff walk. Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on for the first time tonight. And that'll bring up Yohairo Cuevas, ground out to first in his only trip today. Cuevas, over his last 13 games, top 10 in the league in extra base hits, doubles hits, batting average, and stolen bases. Third baseman Castillo plays in on the lip of the grass and off the line. And Cuevas takes a breaking ball, strike, it's 0-1. Cuevas, a native of the Bronx, his uncle Juan Samuel, 16-year Major League veteran with the Phillies, the Mets, the Dodgers, among several others. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside. It's even one ball and one strike. Of course, his uncle Juan, a three-time All-Star, former Silver Slugger Award winner. A 1-1 delivery. Cuevas takes a fastball high, two balls and one strike. Yohairo, the son of Dominican immigrants who came to the United States. He grew up in Manhattan in the Bronx, attended All Hallows High School in the South Bronx, just a few blocks away from Yankee Stadium on East 164th Street. The 2-1, and Cuevas puts one in the air to left. Turning around, all turned around, back into his right is Dimitru, and onto the warning track makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Dimitru's first steps were back into his left. Ball curled over towards his right, had to turn his body completely around into the other direction, and was able to adjust and make the catch on that deep fly ball. So Cuevas just missing his first high A home run. And so one on, one out for Colin Houck, flied out and fouled out to right in his only trip so far today. Houck, the Mets' first-round pick a couple of years ago out of high school. The pitch, and Houck swings and pops it a mile high. In the air, in the infield, Callan Moss called off, the shortstop waving everybody off, and Sammy Stafora makes the catch in front of the pitcher's mound, really on the first base side of the downhill slope of the mound. Stafora running a long ways to track that baseball down. Stafora, the talk around the ballpark here in Greensboro, has been what an asset he has been defensively since coming over from the Reds of the deadline. And he took charge there, made the play, and so one on two out now for Trace Wilhoit, who popped up to third in his only at-bat tonight. Curtis works third base side, first pitch, and Wilhoit takes down and away for ball one. We were telling you Wilhoit's incredible story, from grad assistant and a hotel worker to Mets prospect, all in a span of a couple of months. The 1-0 misses inside, 2-0, but the connection between Lipscomb and the Mets is actually a former Cyclone. The assistant hitting coach for Lipscomb this spring was none other than former Cyclone and Met Lucas Duda. A 2-0 pitch, and Wilhoit fouls it straight back. It's 2-1, so maybe, just maybe, Mr. Duda making the connection. And Wilhoit entering play today, third among all Met minor leaguers in RBI and home runs for the year. Throw on to first base, and not back in time is Hernandez. Or is back in time, rather. Just barely back in time. Fans thought that Hernandez was out. Remember, there are four umpires today. One is at first base, one at second, one at third, including the one behind the plate. The 2-1, and Wilhoit out in front of the off-speed. And the count 2-2. Runner at first, two out here in the top of the fourth inning. Game one of this series. Grasshoppers have a 1-0 lead on a wild pitch. Right-hander at the belt. The 2-2. Misses just off the outside corner. Try to hit that spot down and away. But just off the outside, black in the count, full, three balls and two strikes. That'll start the merry-go-round. Hernandez will be off from first base with a force at second and two out. John Bay waiting on deck. The payoff pitch, runner goes, offering his low, ball four, and Wilhoit works a walk. Now Curtis could tell by the body language, frustrated. He thought he got strike three to end the inning. Maybe a hair below the kneecaps. And so Brooklyn with two on and two out. Second walk of the inning given up by Curtis. His third of the night. And that'll prompt the chat from the Grasshoppers pitching coach for the first time tonight. That is Matt Myers. A three-man convoy walking down to the Greensboro left field bullpen. Well, with Curtis at 65 pitches, you'd imagine still has a bit more leash to work with here. You look for Curtis last several times out. 90 pitches his last start, 78 the start before that. So no reason to think Curtis is nearing his finish line, at least at this very moment. So Brooklyn, for the second straight inning, has put a couple of men on base. Now trying to find a way to capitalize. Cyclones tonight 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position. Bay struck out on three pitches in his opening at bat tonight. Right-hander's first toss, and Bay swings and misses. Off-speed pitch down and away. No balls and one strike. Bay started his college career at Oklahoma State before moving on to Austin Peay and the Governors. Was hit three times on Sunday. The 0-1. Bay checked his swing. Did he go? He did. On appeal, says the base umpire, Kroll. And now the count is 0-2. Been a tough adjustment for Bay at the high A level after dominating his first couple of weeks in St. Lucie. Trying to choke up here and deliver with two strikes and two out. The 0-2 pitch. This is inside and low. And it's 1-2. Diego Mosquera, the nine hitter for the Cyclones, waiting on deck. Brooklyn has their bullpen going down the right field line. We only expected Austin to go maybe three or so innings today. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher Carmichael. And that's going to allow the runners to advance. Ball two on Bay. Hernandez goes to third. Wilhoit to second. And now a base hit could give Brooklyn the lead. So from 0-2 to 2-2, Curtis did commit eight wild pitches during the regular season. And of course, this tandem and battery with Carmichael knew as well. Carmichael only drafted a handful of weeks ago. Second and third, two out. The 2-2. On the inside corner, strike three called. A roar of emotion from Curtis as he shouts down into his glove. Bay down looking, and Brooklyn strands the tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position in the fourth. No runs, no hits, two men left on walks at the end of three and a half. 1-0 Greensboro on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
This pitching change is brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store. Channing Austin, as we surmised, goes just three innings today in his second high A start. He went three innings in his debut last Wednesday against Jersey Shore. Austin's only mistake, a wild pitch, went three innings, one run on two hits, no walks. Struck out three, a wild pitch, 40 pitches, and 23 strikes tonight. New arm in the game for Brooklyn is the right-hander Hoss Brewer. Brewer making his 23rd appearance with Brooklyn, 22nd out of the bullpen, 6-4 record, 6'4", I should say, 210 pounds. 24 years old from Canton, Texas. Brewer threw an inning on Sunday against Jersey Shore, gave up a couple of runs. Those were the only two runs Jersey Shore had in that game. Brewer with Brooklyn, 1-0 record, a 3.1 ERA. Three saves, 30 hits, 29 innings, seven walks, 24 strikeouts. Will Taylor will lead things off against him. And the first pitch, fastball at the letters for strike one. Taylor, Moss, DeFora. 3-4 and 5 due up in the inning for Greensboro. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased one down and away. And the count 0-2. What a strong effort from Austin today. A guy who's certainly set to be a part of the Cyclones rotation next summer. The 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air, center field, back into his left, Enriquez. Slows down, turns around, and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So one away brings up Callan Moss, flied out to left in his only at-bat tonight. This scoreboard report brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Let you know what's going on in the other South Atlantic League postseason game right now. Bowling Green and Hub City playing in the South Division Final, Game 1 in Spartanburg, South Carolina. They two clinched on the final day of the regular season as Callan Moss takes a call at strike one. Bowling Green has a 1-0 lead on an Angel Mateo RBI. Marcus Johnson for the Hot Rods, Dylan McLean making the start for the Spartanburgers. The 0-1. This one line is short, caught by Vargas, moving to his right, two out. So two quickly retired by Brewer in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Sammy Stafora. Struck out swinging in his only at-bat today. Game two between Bowling Green and Hub City will be in Kentucky on Thursday night, 7:35 Eastern, first pitch in that ballgame. So it'll be about an hour after we get started in Brooklyn on Thursday. Here's Stafora, first pitch to him, misses up and in. And the count 1-0. Twilight sky here in Greensboro, clouds covering most of it right now. To make out some shades of pinkish purple down the first base line as this one hit on a bounce to third. Couple of crow hops from Houck as the first baseman Will Hoyt gets there. Throw to first in plenty of time. And Haas Brewer works a 1-2-3. Bottom half of the fourth, side retired on seven pitches. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Through four here in game one of the South Atlantic League North Division Final. 1-0 Greensboro on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit brooklyncyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BK-LYN. Amazing starts here.
Go to the top of the fifth inning. Pitcher's duel so far in game one of this postseason series. Grasshoppers a 1-0 lead. As we go to the top of the fifth, Diego Mosquera, Marco Vargas, Yonatan Enriquez. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Four Brooklyn Cyclones have stranded five through four. Mosquera, Vargas, Enriquez, three scheduled to bat. Mosquera single to right. And his last trip, that's the last Brooklyn base hit. First pitch from Curtis at the knees for a called strike one. Time to get you our Coney Combos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Combos if you think you know the answer. The 0-1. Mosquera, chopper to short. Played on the second hop there by Stafora. Good stretch by Moss to the home plate side of first. And that's the first out of the fifth inning. One out brings up Marco Vargas. A ground out to second and a walk. Well, time for our Coney Combos trivia question tonight. Tweet the hashtag Coney Combos. If you think you know this, Brooklyn's first postseason game since 2022. Looking for their first postseason victory since game one of the North Division Final in 2022. September 13th in Brooklyn against Aberdeen. Who is the starter and winning pitcher for Brooklyn in that ball game? As Vargas pops it off the end of the bat, shallow left. Stafora out, ducking out of the way at the last minute. As the left fielder Dimitru called him off, and it's Dimitru who makes the catch for out number two. So who started and picked up the win for Brooklyn in their last postseason victory? We'll give you the date, September 13th, 2022, when Brooklyn beat Aberdeen in game one of this SAL North Division Final. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Combos. If you think you know, first pitch to Yonatan Enriquez. This is inside for ball one. Enriquez has one of Brooklyn's two hits today, a single to center in the first, also stole a bag. Struck out swinging his last time up. The 1-0. And Henriquez ropes one to second, but all Delgado needs to do is lift his glove, makes the catch at the back of the infield dirt, and Curtis works a 1-2-3, top half of the fifth inning. Tough break for Henriquez, hit it hard, but right at the second baseman. Curtis has a 1-2-3 inning. Halfway home here in game one of the South Atlantic League North Division Final. 1-0 Grasshoppers on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This pitching change brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Haas Brewer is out. Franklin Gomez, no arm in the game as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. And his first pitch to Ivan Brettauer. Misses low for ball one. Brettauer flied out to left, his only time up today. Greensboro bringing 6, 7, and 8 to the dish here in the bottom half of the fifth. The 1-0 from Gomez is at the letters, a strike, and the count 1-1. Final line for Haas Brewer goes one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. 7 pitches, 6 strikes. That one outside, and the count 2-1. Greensboro a 1-0 lead. Numbers for Gomez, making his 7th high A appearance, the 2-1. At the letters, it's 2-2. Gomez made 6 starts with Brooklyn in the regular season, went 0-2 at a 4.7 ERA. 31 hits in 23 innings, 11 walks, and 26 strikeouts. The 20-year-old southpaw, the 2-2 pitch, up and away in the count full. Gomez, youngest pitcher on this Brooklyn roster outside of Jose Guevara. Actually, as a matter of fact, Franklin is a couple of months younger than Guevara. Payoff pitch, misses low, ball 4. And Brettauer is on with a leadoff walk here in the fifth inning. So Greensboro has a leadoff man on for the third time in 5 innings. One on, nobody out here is Shaleen Polanco. But Gomez, 5'10", 220 pounds. Celebrated his 20th birthday back in July. Won't turn 21 until next July. Last pitched a week ago today against Jersey Shore as Polanco takes a fastball strike 0-1. Went 3-plus innings, gave up 2 runs on a season-high 7 hits. Walked 2, struck out 3. Joined Brooklyn at the end of July. Check on the runner at first. Low throw, but Brettauer is back standing up. Brooklyn wearing the royal blue alternates today. Brooklyn in silver script across the chest. Silver numerals front and back with an orange border. Gray pants down to the ankles, blue piping along the side. The 0-1. And this hits him on the hand, or did it hit the knob of the bat? It hit Polanco on the forearm, and so Greensboro has two on and nobody out. That has been one of Gomez's issues since joining Brooklyn from single-A St. Lucie. That is the fifth man he has hit in 23 innings. Seventh man he has plunked this year. And now the Grasshoppers with a chance to create some separation. Two on, nobody out for Easton Carmichael, who has scored Greensboro's only run tonight, doubled, and came in on the wild pitch back in the third inning. The lefty fires. Carmichael shows bunt, pulls back, and that pitch is high. Hernandez bluffs a throw behind the runner at first. One ball and no strikes. Gomez, a 2.76 ERA overall this year between the two A ball levels. A 1-0. Carmichael shows bunt, pops it up in front of the plate, and Colin Howe comes down from third and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez races out to third to cover the bag in case Brett Auer decided to push the envelope. So Carmichael trying to bunt himself aboard, or at the very least advance the runner, as pops it straight up in the air. And so a big out number one, runners stay put. And now it's Jesus Castillo had a productive ground out to third that moved Carmichael to third ahead of the wild pitch in the third inning. Brooklyn with the blue caps, the blue bills. The orange interlocking BK logo on the front tonight. Do have a correct answer in for our Coney Combos trivia question tonight. Shout out to Robert Anderson tuning in. Lefty's first pitch. Fastball high for ball one. Well, Brooklyn trying to win their first postseason game since September the 13th of 2022. Who was the starting and winning pitcher for Brooklyn in that game against Aberdeen in game one of the South Atlantic League North Division Finals? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Combos if you think you know. This hit on the ground is short. Gobbled up by Vargas on his second for one. Back to first in time, double play. Inning over. At the fifth double play Gomez has induced this season and his second in as many outings. Gomez works himself into and out of trouble. Two on, nobody out. A popped up bunt and a 6-4-3 double play ends the inning. For Greensboro in the frame. No runs, no hits. One man left at the end of five. It's still 1-0 Greensboro. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance.
What?
Boom.
Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastball.
I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Keeping.
You behave properly.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lawrence.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Speck, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Cyclones Radio Network.
Christian Curtis back out for the sixth inning. Brooklyn trailing 1-0 on this Tuesday night. Game one, South Atlantic League North Division Final. Game two will be in Brooklyn on Thursday night. Gates open 6 o'clock. Johnny and I will have pregame coverage for you at 6:25. 6:40, the scheduled first pitch. Hung Leng Chang will go for the Grasshoppers. Yoel Diaz will get the ball for Brooklyn. All your coverage on the Cyclones Radio Network, MILB TV, and the Valley Sports Live app. First pitch to Matt Rudick. Misses up and away, 1-0. Rudick has flied out to center, struck out looking tonight. 1-0 pitch, sails high, 2-0. Coney Combo's trivia question tonight will give you the answer. Bottom of this sixth inning. Do have one correct answer already in the 2-0. Outside ball three. Our question tonight, who is the last starting and winning pitcher in the Cyclones' last postseason victory? That's September 13th, 2022, game one of that series against Aberdeen. Tweet the hashtag Coney Combos if you think you know. The 3-0 high ball four. And Rudick works a four-pitch walk to start the inning. So Curtis gives up his fourth walk of the day. And for Brooklyn, they've put the leadoff man on with a walk for the second time in three innings. That'll bring up Ronald Hernandez, a right-hander starting to throw down the left field line for Greensboro. That is Peyton Stumbo. Stumbo had been in the rotation for Greensboro pretty much throughout his tenure. But now in a relief role with the playoffs, as Hernandez swings, scoops this one down the right field line. Going back is Polanco. Watches that bang off the bottom of the fence. Rudick on his way to third. Hernandez to second. He'll slide in there head first with a double. A walk and a two-base hit. And Brooklyn is in business to start the sixth inning. Second and third and nobody out. A double from Ronald Hernandez calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So Hernandez, who had 14 doubles in the regular season, snaps what had been an 0-for-13 slide at the plate dating back to last week against Jersey Shore. And now a fly ball could tie the game. Second and third, nobody out for Johairo Cuevas. First pitch to him, inside and low, and the count 1-0. And right now, everybody in Brooklyn's first base dugout is on the top step or leaning over that railing, vocal and animated, both emotionally, vocally, and physically. This is the kind of Cyclones team we've seen all year long. You remember when Brooklyn was chasing down the first half North Division title. It was so loud by the Brooklyn dugout, you could hear them all the way up in the broadcast booth in Aberdeen. During that clinching game on June the 19th, 82 days ago. Greensboro has the bullpen going. And Curtis in a bit of limbo here, the pitch. And Cuevas fouls it off the legs of Carmichael before it rolls up the third base line. And Carmichael is feeling the worst of it. Immediately went down in a heap and is struggling to put weight on his right leg. Coleman Duke, the trainer, back out to take a look at the catcher. So 1-1 now, the count on Cuevas. Curtis is now up over 80 pitches tonight. Colin Houck waiting on deck. The Cyclones a prime opportunity to draw even or better in the top half of this sixth inning. Carmichael still trying to stretch out that right leg after the foul ball. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Again, our scoreboard report brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. This is not the only postseason series that was scheduled to start tonight in the organization. However, this is the only one that will get underway. St. Lucie and Daytona postponed due to rain. Jose Chirinos was expected to start. Butler, the manager, the trainer, Duke, will head back to the dugout. A round of applause as Carmichael stays in the ballgame. But St. Lucie and Daytona were rained out today, and so I imagine they'll try and play game one of that best of three tomorrow. 1-1 on Cuevas, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up down and in. It's 1-2. Double A Binghamton right now, top of the ninth inning. Scoreless game against Portland. Played less than 2 hours. They're in the ninth inning. Jonathan Santucci went 5-2 hit shutout innings to start. The 1-2. Outside 2-2. Will Watson has piggybacked off of him. Gone three no-hit shutout innings. Only three combined hits in that game. Only one from Binghamton. Second and third. Nobody out top of the sixth in time called by Cuevas. Triple-A Syracuse, bottom of the fifth inning right now against Worcester. They have a 3-2 lead. Ryan Clifford and Jet Williams each with their fourth Triple-A home run. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Pulled the string on a changeup. And Cuevas could not wait back. A huge out number one for Greensboro in the top of the sixth inning. So one out here is Colin Houck has popped up to short and fouled out to right tonight. Houck does have a penchant to get the ball in the air. A sack fly would tie the game. First pitch to Houck. Hit on the ground, back up the middle. This will tie the game. Played at second to his right by Delgado. His throw to first is in time. Scoring from third is Rudick. Going to third, Hernandez. Give Colin Houck his first postseason RBI, and the Cyclones draw even at one. So Houck unable to sneak it through the infield, but able to get that tying run in from third and move Hernandez to third with a go-ahead run. Brings up Trace Wilhoit, has popped up to third and walked. First pitch. And that in the dirt goes skee ball on the catcher Carmichael, and the Cyclones take the lead. Scoring from third is Hernandez. A wild pitch there from Christian Curtis allows Brooklyn to take their first lead of the night. The wild pitch giveth, the wild pitch taketh away. That's how Greensboro took the lead in the third inning. That's how they give up the lead in the sixth. One and all the count on Wilhoit. The bases are empty, the pitch. And this one hit sharply on the ground is short. Played on a bounce by Stafora. Throw to first in time. And the inning is over. But the Cyclones strike for a pair. Two runs, one hit. And nobody left on base. At the end of five and a half, Cyclones back on defense with the lead for the first time tonight. They have a 2-1 advantage. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Gomez back out to the mound with the lead. Cyclones a 2-1 advantage. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Top of the lineup, two up for Greensboro. Delgado, Dimitru, and Taylor, three scheduled to bat. Gomez worked himself into and out of trouble in the fifth. First pitch is cut on and missed by the switch hitting Delgado. It's 0-1. Delgado batting right-handed for the first time tonight. Singled and flied out to left from the left-hand side of the plate. The 0-1. This one scooped into shallow center field, coming on Henriquez. And he'll make the catch at chest level for the first out of the sixth inning. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question tonight. Our question tonight was, in Brooklyn's last postseason win, September 13th, 2022, who is the starting and winning pitcher in that ball game for the Cyclones? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Combos if you think you know. First pitch to Dimitru on the inside corner, and the count 0-1. We told you we got a correct answer in from our good friend Robert Anderson. Chimed in tonight. The 0-1 outside and low. It's one ball and one strike. Wolf, David Pecoraro, Mary DiBernardo quiet on the guesses tonight with our trivia question. The pitch cut on and missed 1-2. Well, the string on a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Well, the answer to our question, a guy who has pitched tonight at AAA Syracuse, right-hander Luis Moreno, went six innings, one run, five hits, struck out seven to pick up the win. As this one lined, a foul ball called down the first baseline by the base umpire Kroll. Well, this is the first time all year we've had umpires at every base, and so nobody in the ballpark was closer to making that call. And the man who did, first base umpire tonight, Connor Kroll, and foul the ruling from the base umpire. 1-2 on Dimitru. The lefty deals. This one fouled off the fists. We'll do it again. Hub City has rallied to take a 2-1 lead on Bowling Green. That game at the top of the sixth inning. Well, the Hot Rods have the bases loaded and two out. The 2-2 pitch hit in the air. Shallow right field. Out is Mosquera. In is the right fielder, Cuevas. And Yohairo makes the catch over his right shoulder for the second out of the inning. So two up, two down for Gomez. That'll bring up Will Taylor, who has flied out to center twice tonight. Well, Luis Moreno was the starter and winner for Brooklyn in that game almost three full calendar years ago. First pitch to the righty swinging Taylor is a fastball for a strike and the count 0-1. Brooklyn 2, Greensboro 1. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball atop the zone and the count 0-2. Callan Moss, big powerful right-handed bat, waits on deck. Taylor gathering himself. One foot in the right-handed batter's box, now dips the other toe in. The 0-2 pitch and a foul ball behind the plate. And Taylor stays alive. Taylor, Pirates' fifth-round pick last year out of Clemson. Since joining the South Atlantic League, second in the league with 43 RBI, third in the league with 10 homers. The 0-2 pitch misses high, 1-2. Lefty with his toes angled to the first base dugout. The pitch bounces in there. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Franklin Gomez, four-seam, two-seam fastball, a cutter. Also works in a sweeper and a changeup. The pitch. And Taylor fouls it off himself. The count stays even, two balls and two strikes. Something got into Ronald Hernandez's eye, and that is what is causing the delay. He's pointing towards his right eye. Gilbert Gomez out of the dugout, as his head athletic trainer, Kylie Holton. Maybe a little water, maybe an eye drop or something to help out Hernandez there. Whatever the necessary elixir was. It was quick. Hernandez back to his post behind the plate. Taylor trying to reach and extend the inning. The 2-2. And another one fouled behind the plate. We'll do it again. Brooklyn and the Royal Blue alternates. Greensboro and the cream-colored home whites. The 2-2 bounces in there. Trying to spin a cutter. Taylor laid off. It's full. Three balls and two strikes. Nice crowd on hand here in Greensboro on a Tuesday evening. The payoff. And Taylor fouls it out of play to the right. Next pitch. Going to be number 10 of this at bat. The 3-2 from Gomez. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. Franklin Gomez wins the 10-pitch marathon. Strikes out Taylor on the high cheese. And Franklin Gomez has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the seventh inning here in game one of the South Atlantic League North Division final. Brooklyn 2, Greensboro 1. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jacob Reimer and the Rumble Ponies still have another week to wait until they start their postseason journey. Right now, we head to the seventh inning. Brooklyn trying to add to a 2-1 advantage. This pitching change brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store. Christian Curtis, his day done. Six innings, two runs on three hits. Walk four, struck out six. Curtis, a couple of wild pitches. 88 total tosses, 51 strikes. Peyton Stumbo, new arm in the game. 6'1", 200 pounds, 23 years old from Sacramento, California. His first pitch to John Bay is a fastball strike at 93. And the count 0-1. Numbers for Stumbo, made 12 appearances, 10 starts with Greensboro in the regular season. The pitch hit on the ground, back up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field, a base hit. So John Bay snaps an 0-for-13 slide at the plate. He's got a leadoff single to start the seventh inning. But Stumbo, a 1-3 record, a 4.17 ERA. 35 hits in 41 innings, 19 walks, and 35 strikeouts was the Pirates' 20th round pick 2 years ago out of Nevada. Pitched much better as a starter than as a reliever this year. Pitched to Mascara in the dirt. Ball bobbled there by Carmichael. But he got initial glove on it, so the runner at first stays put. Mascara 1-for-2 with a base hit. Ground out to short his last time up, but Stumbo, 21 starts this year at a 3.81 ERA. 18 walks, 75 strikeouts in 80 innings. The 1-0 pitch, Mascara shows bunt again. Pulls back as that misses outside. Ball two. Out of the bullpen, Stumbo struggled a lot more. Gave up 9 runs on 11 hits in 9 2/3 innings. Walked more than he struck out. 9 walks, 6 Ks. The 2-0. Mascara lays the bunt down, but it's foul. First base side of the count, 2-1. Stumbo, a no decision in his only start against Brooklyn in the regular season. The 2-1. Mascara shows bunt again, and once more, Stumbo misses outside, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Went 5 innings against Brooklyn back on July the 23rd. That was the second game of that series, allowed just 1 run on 3 hits. The 3-1 pitch again. Mascara shows bunt, pulls back, this time takes a strike. And the count now full at 3-2. 10 after 8 here in the East. Brooklyn 2, Greensboro 1. Here in the top of the 7th inning. Spinning a check on the runner at first. And diving back safely is John Bay. Marco Vargas in the top of Brooklyn's lineup is on deck. Payoff. Mascara, soft ground ball left side to his right, Stafura. Only play is at first, and a tremendous stretch there by Callan Moss to get the out. Bay will advance to second base, so it works essentially as a bunt. What Mascara was trying to do earlier in that at-bat. So Brooklyn a man in scoring position and one out, back to the top of the lineup. And here is Marco Vargas. Vargas 0 for 2 tonight. A fly out to left, a ground out to second is also walked. Right-hander fires. And Vargas takes inside and low for ball one. Bay leads off second. Stafura holds him on there. The 1-0. And Vargas takes a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. One pitch. And Vargas takes a strike underneath the hands. Lower inside quadrant. Vargas behind 1-2. Yonatan Henriquez would be next. The pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in. And the count evens up at 2-2 on Vargas. Vargas, just 20 years old, from Chihuahua, Mexico, has been with Brooklyn since April the 29th. 2-2. Vargas taps one past the mound. Charging in Stafura. Throws on the move to first base in time. That's out number 2. Bay will take third on the ground ball. Well, there are 2 out now in the inning for Yonatan Henriquez. So here is Henriquez, single to center in his first at-bat, since then has struck out and lined out to second. First pitch, and Henriquez takes low, 1-0. There are a series of birds that are right now swirling around the diamond as we speak. Seemingly look like they have no set destination. 1-0. And Henriquez hits it sharply on the ground. A second play to his left by Delgado, skimming along the outfield turf. Throws on to first in time. And Brooklyn strands a runner at third in the 7th inning. No runs, 1 hit, 1 man left. Stretch time here in Greensboro. Brooklyn 2, Greensboro 1. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team.
Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Franklin Gomez out for his third inning of work as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Heart of the lineup, two up for Greensboro in a one-run game. Brooklyn a 2-1 lead here in game one of this best of three series. Callan Moss, Sammy Stafora, Ivan Bredauer, three scheduled to bat in the inning. Callan Moss 0 for 2 tonight as flied out to left and lined out to short. First pitch from the lefty Gomez is lined towards right center field and over the leaping glove of Mascara for a base hit. Over to cut it off Enriquez. Callan Moss has a leadoff single and the Grasshoppers have the tying run on to start the seventh inning. A 101 mile an hour line drive into right center field. So Moss is aboard and that'll bring up Stafora, who has struck out and grounded out to third tonight. Third baseman Houck even with the bag. First pitch, and Stafora pulls it foul. Down the third baseline by the camera well, it's 0-1. Stafora, highest rated prospect on this Greensboro roster, number 7 by MLB Pipeline, number 11 and the organization by Baseball America. The 0-1 check swing foul ball towards the first base dugout, 0-2. A pitcher's duel here tonight. Brooklyn 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Greensboro 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 2. The 0-2, and Stafora off the hands, backing out of play. We'll do it again. Moss, the leadoff man on base. Fourth time in 7 innings, Greensboro has put the leadoff man on tonight. Gomez comes set. The 0-2, and is fouled off the hands, out of play, and we'll do it again. There is action now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. However, whoever that is obscured by the wall down the right field line. The 0-2, but first a check on the runner. And Moss back standing up. A nail biter tonight. The 0-2 is yanked foul towards the third base dugout. Fifth straight foul ball from Stafora. It stays at 2-2. Will Hoyt holds on the runner at first. Nobody out. Time called at home plate by the batter Stafora. Stafora, right-handed hitter. Is 20 years old, will not turn 21 until November. The 0-2. And this one scooped foul. This one again going to make it into the first base seat. Six straight foul balls from Stafora. It stays no balls and two strikes. Stafora originally committed to Clemson before signing his pro contract with, at the time, Cincinnati. The 0-2 again. This one hit in the air, shallow center, racing in is Henriquez on the move, makes the catch, and the runner is 20 feet away from first base, and Moss is going to be doubled off by a base and a quarter. Yonatan Henriquez came flying in out of nowhere in center field, in and to his left, made the running catch. Moss thought that ball was going to land in front of him. He had already made the turn at second base, was going to third by the time Henriquez fired that ball into first base. Throw wasn't even on line, and Wilhoit had plenty of time to get back and touch the bag. And so a colossal 8-3 double play for the first two outs of the seventh inning. And now this crowd has gone quiet as Brett Auer takes a called strike one. The 0-1. Inside and low, it is one ball and one strike. But a superb running grab. Out in center field by Henriquez created that as Brett Auer swings and misses at a pitch down and away. It's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses downstairs. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn a one-run lead here. 2-2 the count on the righty swinging Brett Auer. The left-hander comes home. Misses down and away, not by much. Brooklyn dugout wanted the call, didn't get it. It's 3-2. Polanco waits on deck. He would be the go-ahead run, the payoff pitch. At the knee, strike three called, and Gomez a little pirouette and a pump of the fist trying to fire up his first base dugout, raising both hands towards the sky as he walks off towards that Brooklyn first base side. For Greensboro in the seventh, no runs, one hit, nobody left on a base running mistake. We head to the eighth inning, business end of game one of this North Division final, Brooklyn 2, Greensboro 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
It's here, baseball's hunt for October, and MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero!
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything!
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild, like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game!
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us, Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Go to the top of the eighth inning. Brooklyn looking for insurance. They have 3, 4, and 5 due up. Peyton Stumbo out for his second inning of relief. Matt Rudick, Ronald Hernandez, Yohairo Cuevas, the three scheduled to bat. First pitch misses up and away for ball one. Rudick has flied out to center, struck out and walked tonight. The 1-0 to the minor league rehabber. This one hit on the ground past the diving glove of Kaner Delgado in a right field, a base hit. So Matt Rudick on base for the second time tonight. His first hit of this series. And the Cyclones with one on and nobody out in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Ronald Hernandez. Had a big role in that rally that allowed Brooklyn to take the lead in the sixth. Doubled and came around to score the go-ahead run on a wild pitch. One for two of the walk tonight is Ronald, batting left-handed against the righty. First pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And the count 0-1. Brooklyn does have action in their right field bullpen still. The 0-1 outside and the count even. Nearing the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East. Brooklyn in front by just a single tally in game one of this best of three. The 1-1. Breaking ball low. And it's two balls and one strike. Third baseman Castillo off the line and back. Rudick held on at first, the 2-1. Hernandez in the air, left center field. Back into his left, Dimitru on the move. Reaches up over his head and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Rudick retreats back to first base. Hernandez just missed, barreling it up and over the head of the left fielder for another extra base hit. Instead, one on, one out for Yohairo Cuevas. Cuevas 0 for 3 tonight. Ground out to first, fly out to left, struck out swinging in his last at bat. First pitch, and Cuevas takes inside and low. It's 1-0. Center fielder Taylor shaded towards left center. 1-0 offering, and Cuevas tried to check his swing, could not. Went around on the snapdragon there from Stumbo. It's one ball and one strike. Shortstops to four up, playing up the middle, looking to turn two. The 1-1. Another breaking ball. 12-6 movement, misses outside. 2-1 the count. Brooklyn 2 in the sixth, Greenboro 1 in the third. That's the only offense we've seen tonight. The 2-1. And Cuevas takes a strike down and in. It's even 2-2. Good spot. Pitch that Cuevas couldn't do much with except for beat into the dirt. Two-two coming. Check swing and a miss. He went. And Rudick on a delayed steal takes second base. Elias Carmichael was trying to make sure the home plate umpire knew that he held on to the ball and see whether or not that was a swing from Cuevas. Rudick, a late break for second base and steals the bag. So now Brooklyn a man in scoring position with two out. And here is Colin Houck. Houck ground out to tie the game. Back in the sixth inning, he's 0 for 3 tonight. First pitch, and Houck swings, drives one in the air. Deep left field, back goes Dimitro. All he can do is turn, and watch that one sail onto the berm. Colin Houck, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and he stings the Grasshoppers here in the eighth. A two-run shot, just his third high A home run, and the Cyclones have a 4-1 eighth inning lead. .109 off the bat, 375 feet. The former first-round pick playing in his first career postseason game delivers a mammoth home run, his 11th total of the season. And the Cyclones have a three-run advantage, as here is Trace Wilhoit, who checked his swing, did not go on appeal, and the count 1-0. The pitch, 1-0 taken high, and the count evens up Or rather, count is now two balls and no strikes on Will Hoyt. This Brooklyn dugout, as boisterous as we've seen in a while, as that pitch up and away, ball three. Stumbo a little bit shaken up after giving up the two-run, two-out homer. 3-0 pitch, and Will Hoyt taking all the way, looks at strike one. Stumbo from the windup, first base side, the 3-1. And there it called. Strike in the count, full 3-2. That home run Stumbo allowed, his fourth since joining Greensboro, the eighth of his season. The payoff pitch. And Will Hoyt hits this on the ground. Played on a hop there at third by Castillo. Gets up, throws to first in time. And the inning is over. But the Cyclones get two insurance runs on a loud crack of the bat from Colin Houck. A two-run shot to left makes it 4-1 Brooklyn. Dakota Hawkins coming on as we head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change is brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store. Franklin Gomez, his day done, goes three innings, no runs, one hit, one walk, a couple of strikeouts, 44 pitches, and 30 strikes. New arm in the game is the veteran right-hander Dakota Hawkins. 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, 25 years old, from Chehalis, Washington. Last pitched on Sunday against Jersey Shore, struck out the side in order in the sixth inning. Hawkins making his 25th appearance with Brooklyn, 22nd out of the bullpen. 2-2 record, a 2.44 ERA, does have a save. 29 hits and 44 in the third innings, 15 walks, 50 strikeouts. Charlene Polanco will lead off against him here in the inning. First pitch, a curveball, fouled up the first baseline, 0-1. Polanco, Carmichael, Castillo, 7, 8, and 9 due up for Greensboro in the inning. If anyone reaches, Delgado, and then Dimitru. The 0-1, breaking ball misses inside and low, 1-1. Polanco has struck out, been hit by a pitch tonight. Right-hander up in the Greensboro left field bullpen. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Polanco swinging out of his shoes on a changeup. It's 1-2. Looks to be Alexis Torres up and warming in the Greensboro left field bullpen. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt, 2-2. Hawkins, that long blonde hair. Out the back of that blue cap. The 2-2. Foul ball behind the plate. Polanco stays alive. Full night sky here in Greensboro. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. The base is empty. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. 2-2. Just a bit inside and the count full. The wind up, the payoff. And Polanco spoils another. So Some great battles from Greensboro hitters lately, fouling off two strike pitches. Another lengthy at-bat here. Next pitch will be number 8. Another payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. Struck him out on the heater up and away, and that's the first out here in the 8th inning. That K brought to you by Circle K, official sponsor of Minor League Baseball. Worth noting a couple of updates for you. The Cyclones' first run of the game was brought to you by National Grid. National Grid reminds you to be safe in your home with this easy safety tip. Check the batteries in your carbon monoxide detectors regularly. And Colin Houck's home run, raise the apple. The Cyclones' home run brought to you by Apple Bank, core neighborhood banking. Well, it will not be Easton Carmichael. Remember, he got a foul ball off his leg a little while ago. Lonnie White Jr. is going to pinch hit for him. And the first pitch to White Jr., cut on and missed, 0-1. White Jr. hit .220 in the regular season. 12 home runs, 39 RBI. 1-for-3 with a walk on Sunday, and he chases a slider in the dirt. And the count 0-2. White Jr. came off the IL while Brooklyn was here in late July. Since returning, hitting just .197 in 24 games. The 0-2 tried another slider, didn't get him to bite. Misses down and away, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, another one low, tried the slider again. And the count evens up at 2-2. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup splitter hybrid for Hawkins. The 2-2, up and in, it hit him. That is not what Hawkins was trying to do. He had White 0-2, threw two sliders in the dirt, then try to get him to change his eye level with a fastball up, but it caught too much inside, and White Jr. gets plunked, and Greensboro has a bit of life here in the 8th inning. One on and one out. White has been a ball magnet. 11th time he's been hit in 83 games this year. 24th time in his Greensboro career. So one on and one out for Jesus Castillo. Couple of ground outs tonight. First pitch to him. Drops in for a strike, 0-1. Castillo, a ground out to third in the third inning. A double play ground ball to short in the fifth. The 0-1, hit on the ground towards third, played by Houck, on to second for one, back to first. Oh, what a backhanded pick by Will Hoyt at first. 5-4-3 double play, inning over. The inning of Colin Houck in Greensboro, North Carolina. A two-run homer in the top of the inning, starts a 5-4-3 double play to end the bottom of the inning. For Greensboro, no runs, no hits, and nobody left on base. We head to the ninth inning. Here in Game 1 of the South Atlantic League North Division Final, Brooklyn 4, Greensboro 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us, Ridgewood Savings Bank.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store. New arm in the game, the right-hander Alexis Torres. 6 feet tall, 153 pounds, 22 years old, from San Ignacio de Sabaneta in the Dominican Republic. He'll face 8-9-1 in the Brooklyn order. First pitch to John Bay, cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Bay, Mosquera, Vargas, 8-9-1, due up in the top half of the ninth inning. Final line for Peyton Stumbo out of the bullpen, the 0-1. Breaking ball outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Stumbo goes two innings, allows two runs on three hits. No walks, a strikeout, the only mistake, the home run to Houck. 33 pitches, 19 strikes. The 1-1 to Bay. Breaking ball, strike, it's 1-2. Torres making his seventh appearance with Greensboro, has allowed just one run on four hits in nine innings. Three walks, 13 strikeouts. His 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him on a breaking ball. So Bay strikes out on four pitches, and that's the first out of the ninth inning. Worth noting, Lonnie White Jr., who pinch hit for Easton Carmichael in the bottom of the eighth inning, will not obviously stay behind the plate. Yovani Plotschart has taken his spot in the order and is behind the plate now. So slot Plotschart into the eight hole in the Greensboro lineup. 1-0 on Mosquera, the pitch. Hit on the ground, back up the middle, and that one's going to trickle on through again, another base hit. It's a multi-hit game for Diego Mosquera. More hits tonight in this one than he had in the entire full-week series against Greensboro here at the end of July. And the Cyclones with one on, one out of the ninth inning. Back to the top of the lineup in Marco Vargas. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, Greensboro going to bring the top of their lineup to the plate. Delgado, Dimitru, and Taylor. There is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. The first pitch sails high, 1-0. Update in the other South Atlantic League playoff game, Hub City. A 3-1 lead on Bowling Green, bottom of the eighth inning. Spartanburgers have men at the corners and two out. The 1-0, and Vargas late on a fastball. That one at 92, one ball and one strike. Torres started his season in the Florida Complex League, made one appearance there, joined Bradenton in early May. 20 appearances in the Florida State League before moving on to Greensboro on August the 12th. Time called as Mosquera relaces his cleats on the first base back. The 1-1, foul back, it's 1-2. Torres last pitched against Hudson Valley on Friday, gave up his first high A run on one hit in an inning of work. Worked from the first base side. Spinning a check on the runner at first, and Mosquera back standing up. Brooklyn 4, Greensboro 1. One on and one out in the top of the ninth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Inside and low, trying to snap dragon down and in. Vargas able to wiggle himself out of the way. It's two balls and two strikes. Yonatan Enriquez waits on deck for Brooklyn. Cyclones, four runs, seven hits, no errors. They have left six. Greensboro, one run, three hits, no errors. They have left two tonight. The 2-2 on the inside corner, strike three called. Got him on the off speed in at 86. And Vargas down on strikes. That's the second out. And now it's Yonatan Enriquez with a man on. Second strikeout tonight for Torres. So here is Enriquez, 1-for-4 with a base hit. Ground out to second in his last at bat. First pitch, a called strike. And the count 0-1. Mascara leads off first. Moss holds him on there. The 0-1. Up and away. One ball and one strike. Matt Rudick waiting on deck. He singled and scored on the Halcombe run last inning. The 1-1. Enriquez takes outside and low. Two balls and a strike. Wind is quiet. A great crowd on hand for the opening game of this postseason series. Check on the runner at first, and again, Mascara dives back. Two one. Enriquez, a big rip and a miss. Fastball up at 92. It's two balls and two strikes. Kind of anxious ball game that leaves your body shaking. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses outside. It's a full count. Blotchart was ready to celebrate strike three. On the pitch a bit outside. Fans don't agree with the call made by J.C. Reed. Moss will now play behind the runner at first. Mascara will be off on the pitch. The payoff from Torres. Swung on and lifted in the air. Down the right field line. Polanco to his left in foul ground. And it is a fair ball, and it's caught to end the inning. It was impossible to tell down the line. Brooklyn's dugout thought it was a home run, but caught in the obstructed area down the right field line behind the Brooklyn bullpen. I didn't think it had enough distance to get out. Question was whether or not Polanco would have enough space to make the catch. He did. Inning over. And now we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And the ball is going to be in the hands of a North Carolina kid. Gardner, North Carolina zone. Brett Banks going to come on to try and finish it off. Top of the lineup, two up for Greensboro. Delgado, Dimitru, and Taylor. Brooklyn 4, Greensboro 1. You're listening to Game 1 of the South Atlantic League North Division Championship Series on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. To the bottom of the ninth we go in Game 1 of the South Atlantic League North Division Final. Brett Banks, the Gardner, North Carolina kid, is on. Banks, 6'3", 205 pounds, will turn 24 next month. Banks went to Gardner Magnet High School about 82 miles southeast of this ballpark, about a 93-minute drive away. Banks making his 24th appearance with Brooklyn, a 2-1 record, a 2.49 ERA, does have a couple of saves. 18 hits, 25 and a third innings, 11 walks, 26 strikeouts was the opener for Brooklyn on Sunday. Worked a perfect inning, struck out two. Kaner Delgado, Titus Dimitru, Will Taylor. If anyone reaches Callan Moss, then Sammy Stafora in the ninth inning. First pitch, a fastball, strike at the knees, and the count 0-1. Delgado 1-for-3 with a base hit to left. Since then, a fly out to left, a fly out to center. The 0-1, swing and a miss at a high fastball at 96. It's 0-2. Banks rejoined Brooklyn from single A St. Lucie back on June the 16th as time called by Delgado. Banks spent most of last year with Brooklyn before missing the second half of the year with injury. The 0-2 to Delgado, and this one fouled off his foot. Before it rolls up the first baseline, it stays 0-2. Banks had three saves in the regular season, two with Brooklyn. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball off the glove of the catcher, Hernandez misses high, and the count 1-2. Banks pitched twice in the previous series here in late July. Did give up runs in both of those outings. The 1-2. There's a broken back ground ball to first. Picked up by Will Hoyt. Underhand flips to Banks. Steps on the bag. One out. Banks turns Delgado's bat into kindling. And there's one away in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Titus Dimitru. 0-for-3 tonight, has struck out looking. Line to left, flied out to right. Banks works from the third base side of the slab. Righty fires. Swing and a miss. Was going to be a strike anyway. And the count 0-1. Something got loose. Onyx Vega on retrieving duty from Brooklyn's first base dugout. Rejoined the team today from AAA Syracuse. The 0-1, breaking ball down, 1-1. Banks, since that series here in Greensboro, dating back to August the 1st, a 1.29 ERA. 16 strikeouts, just 5 hits allowed in 14 innings. The 1-1, fastball just outside, 2-1. Base is empty, one out. Brooklyn by three in the ninth. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off the wrists towards the first base seats. It's 2-2. Brooklyn 2 in the 6th, 2 in the 8th. Greensboro's only run on a wild pitch in the third inning. Banks, glove fanned out on his front left tip as he gets the sign. The 2-2 pitch, and Dimitru, a high fly ball right side. Over to his left is Cuevas, but this lands on the side berm, a foul ball. Both these teams will travel north to Brooklyn after the game. Travel days tomorrow. Ahead of game two of this series at 6:40 on Thursday night in Brooklyn. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, misses just high. Dimitru was bailing out of the way, that front shoulder spinning. And the count full 3-2. Big deep breath from Dimitru as Banks readies himself. Payoff pitch up and in, ball four. And Dimitru is on with one out here in the ninth inning. Banks overthrowing a couple of pitches there. And the Grasshoppers have a base runner in the ninth inning. That has been one of Banks's issues this season. 19 walks in 36 and two-thirds frames, including tonight. And now Will Taylor. Taylor 0 for 3, a couple of fly balls to center and a strikeout. Banks looking for a ground ball. The pitch misses upstairs for ball one. The last several pitches for Banks have missed up. Maybe a little over-anxious right now trying to close this out. And now time called by Hernandez, and he'll head out to the mound to talk with a right-hander as the pitch clock was winding down. One on and one out. Bottom of the ninth inning, Brooklyn a 4-1 advantage in the opening game of this best-of-three postseason series. Banks has induced four double plays with Brooklyn, five total this season. The 1-0, and Taylor checked his swing. Did he go? No! On appeal, says the base umpire, Kroll. I'm not so sure about that. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Some stretching out by the Brooklyn bullpen, but no throwing. The 2-0. High ball three, and now Banks is in danger of walking back-to-back hitters and bringing the tying run to the plate. Has consistently missed up since getting ahead of Dimitru. The 3-0. Get me over strike. It's 3-1. Most of the crowd here in Greensboro either standing or on the edge of their seat. We're no different. Here on the scenic folding table on the concourse behind home plate. 3-1 pitch. At the knees and the count full. Fans can't believe it was called a strike. Neither can the batter, Will Taylor, put his hands on his helmet in disbelief. Well, the count's full at 3-2. Certainly close. Could have gone either way. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Comes back from behind in the count. 3-0. Taylor with some words for the home plate umpire, J.C. Reed, before he heads back to the dugout. But Callan Moss will not come to the plate as the tying run. And the Cyclones one out away. One on, two out. Here is Callan Moss. Lined a single to center before he was doubled off on a fly ball to center. Runner takes his lead off first. The first pitch from Banks is a fastball strike in the count 0-1. And you wonder if that 3-1 pitch that got in there for a called strike might have been the thing that recalibrated Brett's ears. What's going on between his ears? The 0-1. Fastball outside. It's one ball and one strike. 95 that time from Banks. DeFora right now would represent the go-ahead run, or rather the tying run. He is on deck. 4-1 Brooklyn, one on, two out in the ninth. The 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike, a fastball down and away, and the Cyclones are now one strike away. This place was a house of horrors for Brooklyn back in late July. Everyone for the Cyclones on the top step of the dugout or leaning over that front railing. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt with a breaking ball smothered by Hernandez. Moss stays away. It's 2-2, and they're going to call a balk. So take that pitch away. It's still 1-2 on Callan Moss, but a balk is called on Banks, and that's going to award Dimitru second base. So it's still 1-2 on Banks, or 1-2 on Moss. But Banks called for his second balk of the season and his career. The 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. Somebody getting ready in the Brooklyn bullpen just in case, particularly because Banks is up over 20 pitches in the inning. Runner at second, two out, 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch, low in the count, full 3-2. Hernandez out in front of the plate trying to offer some words of encouragement, trying to prevent the tying run from coming to bat in this inning. Runner at second, two out, 3-2 the count, Brooklyn by three. The payoff pitch, fouled back, will do it again. These teams seeping every single bit of energy from this contest. The payoff. And Moss hits one in the air. Deep right center field. Back at the track, at the wall. It is gone in a one-run game. Callan Moss on a 3-2 pitch with two out of the ninth inning gives the Grasshoppers a bit of life. That is the second home run Banks has allowed this year. For Moss, his seventh home run since joining Greensboro. It's now 4-3 here in the ninth inning. 104.4 off the bat, 374 feet. Just had enough to get up and out of this ballpark. Banks threw him a fastball middle-middle, and he did not miss. Gilbert Gomez is out of the first base dugout. I don't think Banks is going to be lifted from this ballgame just yet. There is action down the right field line for Brooklyn, but I think this is more about Banks and getting himself calibrated mentally here. Seemed to get things straightened out after that 3-1 called strike to Will Taylor, but seemed to get a little bit rattled again after the balk call on the 1-2 pitch. So it is now a one-run game here in the ninth inning, and they will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Sammy Stafora. Stafora did homer on Sunday, has six home runs this season. First pitch, a strike. It's 0-1. Why wouldn't this game have a little added drama down the stretch? The 0-1. Breaking ball low. One ball and one strike. Ivan Bredauer would represent the winning run. He is on deck. 4-3 Cyclones. Bases empty. Two out of the ninth inning. The 1-1 pitch, and this foul back and out of play. And again, the Cyclones are a strike away. Brett Banks, a North Carolina kid, grew up in Garner, North Carolina. Went to Garner Magnet High School, where he was a teammate there of current Met rookie wonderkind Nolan McLean. Looking for one more strike. The 1-2 pitch, this one line into shallow left center field, coming on Enriquez. He won't get there, and the tying run is on here in the ninth inning. Just barely got it off the end of the bat, and the Grasshoppers are going to bring the winning run to the plate here in the ninth. This was a house of horrors for Brooklyn here. Back in July, they squandered some late inning leads. And now Gilbert Gomez, with Banks at 29 pitches, going to make a pitching change. Something he did not want to have to do in this ninth inning. It'll be a new arm to face Ivan Breddauer with the game on the line. Josh Blum is going to try and get the final out. Brooklyn's lead is down to one. Greensboro trailing 4-3. They'll have the winning run at the plate when we come back. A nail biter indeed. You're listening to the South Atlantic League playoffs on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
It's here. Baseball's hunt for October. And MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero.
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything.
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild. Like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game.
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Brooklyn tried to close it out with a North Carolina kid, but Greensboro a two-out, two-run homer, a two-out single, and the winning run will come to the plate here in the ninth inning. Ivan Breddauer will face the new arm, Josh Blum. Blum, 6'1", 195 pounds, 22 years old, from Bel Air, Texas. Blum has not pitched since last Thursday against Jersey Shore, worked two scoreless innings, struck out a season-high tying three, making his 16th appearance with Brooklyn. No record, did have two saves, a 2.36 ERA, 25 hits, 26 and two-thirds innings, nine walks, 19 strikeouts. It'll be Blum against Breddauer with a game on the line. Tying run is at first. First pitch from Blum misses low for ball one. Blum did close out Brooklyn's only win in this ballpark back in late July. Breddauer does have pop, six home runs on the year. The 1-0, and this fouled out of play to the first base side. It's 1-1. Blum got those gray pant legs rolled up just below the knees. Tall royal blue socks on either end of his cleats. Spinning a check on the runner at first. Low throw. And Wilhoit able to get a glove on it. And keep it in front. That was key. And that ball got away. Stafura has great speed. Could have been a serious issue for Brooklyn. One and one on Breddauer. Charlene Polanco on deck. The 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Tried a breaking ball, but overthrew it away. This crowd has stuck around tonight to the bitter end. 2-1 pitch. Inside, and now Blum in danger of walking the winning run on base. All of a sudden, Brooklyn has struggled to find the zone a little bit. 3-1. Swing and a miss, and for the third time, the Cyclones are a strike away. Got him to chase a breaking ball down and away. Runner will be off here at first base with two out and a full count. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And you can celebrate an incredible game one victory for the Cyclones. Your final score in Greensboro. The Brooklyn Cyclones 4. The Greensboro Grasshoppers 3. The Brooklyn Cyclones take game one of this best of three North Division Championship Series. The Cyclones will have a chance to punch a ticket to their first championship series since 2019, Thursday night, 6:40 p.m. on Coney Island in Brooklyn. Josh Blum comes out of the bullpen. The tying run at first. The winning run at the plate strikes out Ivan Breddauer swinging, and the Cyclones, who had lost five straight games in this ballpark, the first five games they played here earlier this year in late July, win the final game of that series here in Greensboro at the end of July, and the Cyclones, trailing early tonight in Game 1, rally to take a three-run lead and hang on, strand the tying run in the ninth inning, and the Brooklyn Cyclones, for the first time in nearly three exact calendar years, have a postseason victory and have a chance to clinch at home Thursday night, 6 o'clock, gates open. Johnny and I, your coverage at 6:25, 6:40, first pitch from Maimonides Park. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we will try and find a way to put this all into perspective. Brooklyn rallies, wins Game 1 of this South Atlantic League North Division final, and will have a chance to clinch in one of the two games potentially in Brooklyn coming up later this week. We'll take a break when we come back. As the late, great Bob Murphy would say, the happy recap is next, folks. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
It's here, baseball's hunt for October, and MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero!
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything!
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild, like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game!
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler has been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler is made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Hi, this is Zach Thornton. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What a performance tonight. The Brooklyn Cyclones win Game 1 on the road. For the first time as a full-season affiliate, the Cyclones win a road postseason game. They stun the Grasshoppers in Greensboro tonight as the Cyclones win it by a final of 4-3 and take Game 1 of this best of three South Atlantic League North Divisional Final. Brooklyn, their first road postseason win since September the 8th, almost exactly 6 years ago today. You have to go back to September the 8th, 2019. Game 1 of the New York Penn League Championship Series. That was the last time Brooklyn won a road postseason game, and the Cyclones can lay claim to another one here tonight as Brooklyn stuns the Grasshoppers. They beat Greensboro by a final of 4-3. Let's take you through the game that was here today, and it was a doozy of one. Channing Austin, the Brooklyn native, was making the start in Game 1 for the Cyclones against Christian Curtis, a guy who's certainly a candidate for South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Year. And both starters traded zeros in the early going of this contest. It wasn't until the third inning that Greensboro was able to break through with the game's first run. Easton Carmichael led off the inning with a double down the third base line, took third on a ground out by Jesus Castillo, and then a wild pitch allowed him to score. So Greensboro all because of Easton Carmichael, took a 1-0 lead. Channing Austin's day was done after three innings. Haas Brewer came on, worked a scoreless fourth inning. Franklin Gomez entered in the fifth, worked a scoreless frame there. Then in the top of the sixth, that was when Brooklyn's bats came to life. Matt Rudick walked, then Ronald Hernandez doubled to put runners at second and third with nobody out. But after Yohairo Cuevas, the Cyclones got a little economical in order to take the lead for the first time in this postseason series. First pitch to Houck, hit on the ground, back up the middle. This will tie the game. Played at second to his right by Delgado. His throw to first is in time. Scoring from third is Rudick, going to third Hernandez. Give Colin Houck his first postseason RBI, and the Cyclones draw even at one. First pitch, and that in the dirt goes skee ball on the catcher Carmichael, and the Cyclones take the lead. First pitch to Houck. So an RBI ground out from Colin Houck, a wild pitch allowing the Cyclones to take a 2-1 advantage. Christian Curtis's day was done after six innings. Peyton Stumbo came on in the seventh, worked a scoreless frame. Franklin Gomez kept the zeros going until the top of the eighth inning. Matt Rudick led off the frame with a single to right. And after Ronald Hernandez flied to left, Rudick stole second base when Yohairo Cuevas struck out swinging. So Brooklyn had a runner at second and two out of the top of the eighth inning. That brought up Colin Houck. And on the first pitch he saw, he delivered our Coney Island Sandbar play of the game. First pitch. And Houck swings, drives one in the air. Deep left field, back goes Dimitro. All he can do is turn, and watch that one sail onto the berm. Colin Houck, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and he stings the Grasshoppers here in the eighth. A two-run shot. First pitch. A two-run shot from Colin Houck gave the Cyclones a 4-1 advantage, and that home run would ultimately become the difference in this ballgame. Franklin Gomez worked through the seventh. Dakota Hawkins came on in the eighth inning, worked a scoreless inning, got around a hit-by-pitch of Lonnie White Jr., who pinch hit for Easton Carmichael, got a 5-4-3 double play to end the inning. Brooklyn tried to get a run across in the ninth, could not do so. Then in the bottom of the ninth, things got a little dicey. Brett Banks came out of the bullpen, got Caner Delgado to ground out softly to first, but then Titus Dimitru walked. He fell behind Will Taylor 3-1, but got a called strike and then got Taylor to strike out swinging, so the Cyclones were an out away from victory. Callan Moss, who had a ton of power, stepped to the plate no longer as the tying run would have been had Taylor reached base, but on a two-strike pitch, a 1-2 pitch, Banks was called for a balk, and that sort of got him rattled a little bit. Count ran full 3-2 on Moss, and then on the seventh pitch of the at-bat, hammered a ball out to deep right center field that had just enough carry to get up and over the fence for a two-run homer for Moss, his seventh home run since the trade. That made it a 4-3 ball game. Banks was received a visit from his manager, Gilbert Gomez, came out, chatted with him, got to two strikes on Sammy Stafora, but Stafora able to battle and hit one off the end of the bat, dunked it into center field for a base hit. And so the Grasshoppers had speed on at first base as the game's tying run. The winning run coming to bat in the form of Ivan Bredauer. Josh Blum came out of the bullpen to take over for Banks. And somehow, some way, after a 2-2 count upcoming, or a 3-1 count on Bredauer, Cyclones on the verge of walking at the winning run on base, Josh Blum stood tall. Got a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Got another swing and a miss on a pitch up in the zone. And the Cyclones hang on and win game one of this best of three series. Your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4, the Greensboro Grasshoppers 3. Winning pitcher Franklin Gomez goes 3 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 Ks. What a time for Gomez to earn the first high A victory of his career. Christian Curtis the loss. He allowed 2 runs on 3 hits in 6 innings, 4 walks. He struck out 6. Josh Blum came on with 1 on and 2 out of the ninth. Struck out the only batter he faced for the save. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 7. Greensboro 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 3. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours, 35 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,265 at FNB Field. Taking a look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodnight from the Tar Heel State. Hub City holds serve at home. They win game one of the South Division final 3-1 against Bowling Green. They will play game two and, if necessary, game three in Kentucky starting at 7:35 on Thursday night. So the Cyclones and Spartanburgers each winning the opening game of their postseason series. Taking a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, this wasn't supposed to be the only postseason game on the Mets docket today. Single A St. Lucie were set to play game one of their postseason series in the Florida State League on the road in Daytona, but that game rained out. They will play a double, make up that game tomorrow at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. That game scheduled for a 6:35 first pitch tomorrow. You'd imagine Jose Chirinos, who was supposed to start game one today for St. Lucie, will get the ball in that one tomorrow. Triple A Syracuse, they beat Worcester today. Red Sox affiliate 3-2. Ryan Clifford and Jet Williams brought in all three runs. They each homered in that game. Dylan Ross picking up his third Triple A save. Double A Binghamton, a walk-off winner tonight against Portland. 1-0 the final score. Nick Morabito, the game-winning walk-off RBI single. With that win, Binghamton clinching the first and second half titles in the Northeast Division of the Eastern League. And then at the Major League level, a tough start to the series in Philadelphia continuing. Phillies a 9-2 lead on the Mets in the top of the ninth inning. Mark Vientos, his 17th home run of the year. Sean Manaea and Justin Hagenman have been roughed up today for New York. After the travel day tomorrow, the Cyclones will return home on Thursday night trying to punch their ticket into the South Atlantic League Championship Series. Yoel Diaz will get the ball for Brooklyn on Thursday night. Diaz, a 5-5 record, a 3.8 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Hung Lang Chang. Chang, during the regular season for Greensboro, 5-7, a 4.82 ERA. Again, gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage, 6:25. First 1,000 fans through the gates on Thursday going to get a Cyclones playoff cap as part of the festivities. We'll have special 9/11 ceremonies as the Cyclones will host their first game ever on September the 11th. Of course, there's a remembrance wall just outside the player and media entrance of the ballpark. Going to be a very emotional day on Coney Island on Thursday. Yoel Diaz against Hung Lang Chang. Gates at 6. Coverage at 6:25. First pitch at 6:40. Diaz against Chang. Game two of his best of three series. Either the Cyclones punch their ticket to the championship series on Sunday, or they will play a winner-take-all on Friday night. We thank you so much for joining us. What a game here to open up the postseason for Brooklyn as the Cyclones hang on for dear life in the ninth inning and beat the Grasshoppers 4-3, your final score. For our ownership group, Diamond Baseball Holdings, including our Brooklyn Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, my partner Johnny Adamowicz, and our entire cast of characters back on Coney Island, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from First National Bank Field in Greensboro, North Carolina. Again, your final score in Game 1 of the South Atlantic League North Division Final, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4 and the Greensboro Grasshoppers 3. We hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We hope you join us again on Thursday for game two of this best of three series. But until then, have a great rest of your Tuesday night. A wonderful and safe Wednesday. We'll talk to you Thursday in Brooklyn for game two. So long from the Tar Heel State.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network, in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.